Welcome to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Leanna, if there's any country outside of Canada you'd like to buy to live for your retirement or buy to invest, what country would it be?
Oh, I think investing and actually living are two different questions, but I like to look at the European property, some certain places over there where you get to see maybe some less expensive places, little maybe Airbnb potential, that sort of thing.
I would lean more to the beach area closer to Canada. I always go to Mexico. I don't know if I'm going to continue to do that, but I kind of would lean there because it's close to home here in Calgary. So that's the conversation that we're going to be having is that there's a recent survey that's come out from Real Estate Trend Alert that talks about what individuals are interested in either buying for investment purposes or living, where, what countries, what are the opportunities. So I think we should bring our reoccurring guest on here to talk about some of the trends that we're seeing. We've got Ronan McCann, founder and editor of Real Estate Trend Alert. Ronan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, and lovely to be here. And I'm talking to you from Cabo San Lucas now, a straight shot almost south of you guys.
I think we have the same temperature as they do in Cabo. We just put a negative in front of ours.
Exactly. This is minus 30 rather than plus.
That's where we're at right now.
We have what they call a cold front rolling through right now, and temperatures have dipped to 19 degrees Celsius.
Oh, my Lord. They must be going through a lot of problems down there.
I think anybody in Calgary would happily take 19 degrees over that.
It is tolerable because the sunshine is bright and warm. You know, you probably need to have your pool heated. It's that cold.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Okay, let's get right into this whole the whole survey and so forth. Ronan, we're so jealous of where you're at right now. A recent report surveyed that people who are likely to invest or in many cases retire in overseas real estate, what are the top locations that they were interested in?
So, I mean, just as you kind of set up there, you know, Portugal is coming in by a long shot the number one. You know, I mean, close to 40% of folks wrote and said that Portugal is their number one spot, closely followed by Costa Rica and then Mexico. So, I mean, it's very, very interesting, I guess, the rationale that they gave for these various places. This was a somewhat kind of catch-all survey that where we pulled in perceptions and expectations around investment returns and also the lifestyle benefits and kind of pulled it all into one data set. You know, what Portugal shows time and time again to be incredibly attractive for is, you know, healthcare, strong rule of law, security. It's just a really, really beautiful, safe and secure place with excellent healthcare. And then lower down in terms of the weightings comes the very, very low cost of living. So Portugal came out on top, you know, by quite a significant route for those reasons.
I'm curious, do people who are particularly in retirement or who are thinking about retiring, having a second property somewhere in the world, do they tend to think more about investing in those properties? Or are they thinking about it as just a vacation property somewhere to live for themselves?
Okay, so the great question. And there is a spectrum, and it's generally a combination of both factors. Generally, folks are drawn with their heart, but it's a financial rationale that gets them over the line. And, you know, I'd also say that there's also a distinction there between folks who are maybe part-time living and full-time living overseas. So, you know, for example, here where I am in Cabo, there's a lot of folks from Calgary and Western Canada They typically come for maybe 3 or 4 months of the year. Maybe they go home for the holidays. You know, many of them, very interestingly, have driven down here and leave their Canadian cars down here. But for many of those who are snowbirds or part-time livers, that investment equation is more important than, for example, the person who's maybe relocating full time to Portugal or Italy. Because again, if you're considering part time living, you're going to be making the equation or the comparison between, you know, the cost of vacationing in a place for 3 or 4 months versus the potential financial returns plus the costs involved in ownership.
So when you look at that as a, I'll call it a hybrid approach, you're going to live there part of the time and you're also going to rent it out. What's the process? You can pick any of the countries that were on the list. What's the process that someone has to go through? Because in my view, becoming a landlord of a foreign property becomes a foreign headache for me. That's what it sounds like. But just walk me through, what does the individual have to go through to be that hybrid approach where they can utilize the property and they can also generate some revenue to offset some costs?
Yeah, it's really very straightforward. Once you're in a place, like, again, just to use the Cabo example, and I'm just using that as an example, maybe because I'm here and it's one of the places that I do this. So I brought my condo here as part of my real estate trend alert group. We bought pre-construction. I had done all the due diligence and negotiated a special deal for our members. But essentially, you look to buy well by buying from a strong, reputable developer. You know, you need to get very, very ruthless about what your criteria are. You know, what's really important to you. You know, do you really want to be on or near the beach, or is it more important to be walking distance to town and the various amenities? So you buy your property, you furnish it, you spend whatever time you want to when you're here, and then you find a good rental manager and you hand them the keys when you're leaving. It's really as simple as that, because my home is Portugal. I spend summers in Ireland. The last time we spoke, I was talking to you from Ireland. And then this time of year, I'm in Cabo San Lucas. When I leave end of March, I hand the keys to my rental manager. I only look to have a single tenant for the 8 or 9 months that I'm away. The rental manager oversees everything. The checks arrive. Any issues with the property, they deal with. It's really very straightforward. In fact, it's a lot less onerous, it's a lot less cumbersome than I find being a landlord in, let's call it, the developed world, like Ireland or the UK. You know, I haven't been a landlord in Canada, but, you know, generally just the kind of the regulatory environment and the complexities are much, much more onerous in, let's call it, more developed countries.
We have under a minute left, Ronan. Anybody looking at buying, investing, and possibly the hybrid approach in these countries that made the list, what's your top three tips for them?
So my top three tips is, you know, visit, do your due diligence, boots on the ground, and then when you find what you want, be sure to get a good lawyer, but be absolutely ruthless in your vetting of a destination. And you need to consider this as a place you will live and spend extended periods of time. So by way of example, when I started off on this journey, I first settled in the Caribbean because I love Caribbean vacations, and I do to this day. But living there was a whole other experience. It was too hot, too humid for me. So after that experience, I found weather was just critical to me. So I've navigated to lower humidity, sunny places like Cabo, like Portugal. So do your due diligence and, you know, ruthlessly stick to your criteria and just visit. You know, this is a great adventure to be savored. Enjoy the process.
We've been joined by Ronan McCannon, founder and editor of Real Estate Trend Alert. Ronan, thank you for joining us today.
Lovely to be here.
So do you have a New Year's resolution that you want to have to be in better financial shape? Join us after the break here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.